Configuring NVDA, Part 1, Continued. In the first part of Chapter 6, you learn about various configuration, such as general settings, speech synthesizers. You heard a brief demo of some of the popular synthesizers out there, as well as and got a feel of how to change voice settings without going to voice settings at all. In Part 2 of Chapter 6, we'll continue on with Braille settings, an overview of supported Braille displays, and keyboard settings, and mouse settings, as well as how to save and revert to saved configurations. So let's continue with Braille settings. The Braille settings dialog. Suppose there might be situations where speech may not be enough, or in some situations it's not a idea, it's not a good idea to listen to speech. This is where Braille may come handy, provided if you have a Braille display that NVIDIA supports. The hub for configuring Braille settings is the Braille settings dialog found in the NVIDIA menu. Unlike other most dialogs, the Braille dialog doesn't have a shortcut key. So to get there, you have to go to NVIDIA menu, preferences, then to Braille.
NVDA menu, general settings, G.
If you're using English interface, it'll be the letter R. If you're using other interfaces, it might be different.
Braille settings dialog, Braille display, combo box, no Braille collapsed, alt D.
Now, this is the default setting. So, no Braille is presented when you don't have a Braille display connected at the moment. There are a number of displays that NVIDIA supports, and these are listed here. For demonstration, I'll be using
Hit HumanWare Braille Note. Desktop list. User not selected, 1 of 22.
Now, I have a HumanWare Braille Note. I have a Braille Note Apex connected via Bluetooth to my computer.
NVDA menu. Braille settings dialog. Braille display. Combo box HumanWare Braille Note collapsed, alt D.
Now, this is the display that I'll be using. In some displays, the following may appear. For others, it may not. The former case, if you have displays like Focus and Braille Note, for now, you see
port combo box automatic collapsed alt P.
This is a combo box where you can choose the connection type to use when you use a Braille display. By default, it is automatic. That is to say, NVIDIA will try to detect your display using various connection methods. And then, some displays may not show this option, which means that automatic connection is implied. This is only available if you have NVIDIA 2013.1 or later, and if the display supports multiple connections and needs to be supported by the Braille display driver. Now, if you use NVIDIA 2012.3 or earlier, the option after port, or in some cases, option after Braille display combo box, would have been translation table. This has been split into two combo boxes as of 2013.1 and later due to an interesting feature.
Output table. Combo box English U.S grade 2 collapsed all down.
So translation table has renamed to this, and the feature being
input table. Combo box English U.S 8. Computer Braille collapsed all die.
This means that you can enter computer Braille text using a Braille display with the Braille keyboard. Not all displays support this as of 2013.1, but there might be changes since then. So the output tables list languages for Braille codes and languages that NVIDIA supports. NVIDIA supports a wide range of codes, such as Unified English Braille Code, various English codes, and other codes for other languages. Input table usually would mean entering text using computer Braille, whereas at this moment, they might have been extended to support grade 2 entry. And number of displays that supports this might have grown at this point. The next options are same as the previous versions of NVDA.
Expand to computer Braille for the word at the cursor checkbox not checked all decks.
By default it is
checked,
and then it's a personal preference. If you check this, then the cursor, the word under the Braille cursor will be expanded to computer Braille.
Start up search and untitled notepad. Edit mode.
I'm in Notepad. Let me type in hello world, and I will put the cursor at the word world. You see that it has expanded to WORLD, whereas the contracted form is 456 W sign if you're using US grade 2. And by the way, for translations, the default Braille table is US computer Braille.
NVDA menu. Braille's pull out input tape expand to computer Braille, not checked.
If you uncheck this,
untitled notepad.
If I put the cursor, it doesn't expand to the word WORLD. This is useful if you want to do some proofreading and so forth.
NVDA menu. General Braille set out in expand to computer Braille for the word at the cursor checkbox not checked.
Again.
Not checked.
This is a personal preference, and in some languages you should uncheck this. The next item is
cursor blink rate MS edit. Selected 500.
Now what this means is that it'll change the blink rate of the cursor, usually represented by dot 7 and 8. So by default it is blinks at half a second. However, if you increase its value, the blink rate becomes slower. And this is measured in milliseconds. 1000 millisecond equals 1 second. So if I change to 1000,
untitled notepad, edit multi-line, hello world.
I see that the cursor blinks at every second. So 1 second it goes up, another second it goes down and toggles.
NVDA menu, general Braille set, cursor blink rate MS edit, selected 1000.
However, if I change to 100 for instance,
untitled notepad, edit multi-line, hello world.
I'm not sure of this, but you can hear this, but the cursor blink rate changed.
NVDA General's Braille's port. Out expand cursor. Untitled notepad. Edit multi-line. Hello world.
Now, I set my cursor to 50 milliseconds. It's really blinking really fast. Let me change back to 500,
NVDA
which is default.
NVDA General. Expand to cursor. Untitled notepad. Edit multi-line. Hello world.
Now, it's back at blinking every half a second.
NVDA menu, general setting, break, input, cursor blink rate MS edit, selected 500.
So this is useful if you want to see where the cursor is, and then to help you with that, you can ask NVDA to blink the cursor .78 every half a second or so. Next.
Message timeout sec edit, selected 4.
Now, this is a set amount you can specify to leave the message on the Braille display, perhaps to review it or not. The higher the value, the longer the flash message would be on the Braille display. The messages would be input help messages, some title bar messages, some status bar messages and so forth, and time and other status messages.
Braille Tether 2, combo box focus collapse.
The next one is Braille Tether 2. And this allows you to select which type of cursor the Braille would be following. By default, it's Tether to Focus. So if you press keyboard keys like Tab and Shift Tab and so forth, it'll follow System Focus. Or you can ask the Braille to be tethered to
Review.
Review, which means it'll follow the Review cursor as it goes. Which means it'll show you sort of precisely where the cursor is at, usually. Whereas focus, it shows you context and review. It shows you the layout of the text. There's a shortcut to toggle this without ever coming in here, and that is Control NVDA T for tether.
Braille tether to review. Braille tether to focus. Braille tether to review. Braille tether to focus.
By default, it's tether to focus. So you can toggle that. Even some displays has some commands to toggle Braille Tether to setting. Especially on the Braille Note, it does have that.
Read by paragraph checkbox not checked Alt P.
If you check this, the next and previous line commands on Braille display becomes next and previous paragraph. This is useful for smooth reading of text on a Braille display.
Avoid splitting words when possible. Checkbox checked Alt W.
This is a fancy description of word wrap, I would say. So, instance, if your Braille display length is 12 cells, like on Braille Connect 12 and Braille Pen, you can ask NVDA to split NVDA to display the word on the next Braille scroll if the word cannot fit. For instance, if the word that you wish to display is the word Braille, and supposing if the last character of a previous word fills cell 10 in this top cell of the Braille display, so obviously the space in cell 11 and cell 12 will be empty because word wrap is there. And then NVDA sees that the word Braille cannot possibly fit on the top cell. If it was a 14 cell like Focus 14 Blue, it can fit in there. But if you disable this, NVDA will display that word in cell 10, space in cell 11, then the letter B in cell 12, then the RL when you scroll the display forward. This is useful in some cases to look at the layout of the document, or if you want to have smoother reading, you might want to enable this word wrap.
OK button.
And that is it when it comes to using Braille displays with NVDA and configuring the display settings to your liking. And as an example of this,
untitled notepad,
I'll give a demonstration of Braille input capability.
Blank.
On the Braille note, I'll type in the words hello world and a sentence using the Braille keyboard. Hello world, I typed in the word hello world and enter. Hi, my name is Braille, and I typed it all on the Braille display and using the Braille keyboard. And this is something new with NVDA 2013.1 and later. There might be some changes ever since then. There might be support for entering grade 2 Braille. There might be support for entering input and text using other Braille displays and so forth. And notable exceptions would be HandyTag, where they use a USB HID human interface class to simulate a computer keyboard when the Braille display is connected. And there's all there's to it when it comes to touring the Braille settings dialog. Supported Braille displays. Now you know a bit about how to configure Braille. You might be wondering, does my Braille display work with NVDA, or what are exactly the list of Braille displays that NVDA supports? NVDA supports popular Braille displays and some not well-known ones. So let's go through each of them, and I'll try my best to describe what they are and how they work in NVDA.
NVDA Met General Settings, Braille Settings Dialog, Braille Display, Combo Box Note.
As you know, the default is no Braille, and as you remember, I used the Braille Note for Braille display purposes. The first of these series is
Alva BC640/680 series.
Now, this is a Bluetooth display, or in some cases USB display, from Alva, well known for producing satellite series. So this is the BC640/680 series. And these are essential 40 or 80 cell Braille display with Braille keyboard module on top.
BOM/HumanWare/AF Braille displays.
These include Refresher Braille 18 and maybe in the future Braille Plus 18. And it also includes BOM's Super Vario, Pocket Vario, and some Pronto series. And from HumanWare's adoption, it supports Braille Connect, a 12, 24, 32, 40 cell Braille display with Braille keyboard, and Brilliant, the first generation at least, the ones with Braille display only.
HumanWare Braille Note.
This is the PDA from HumanWare. These have 18 or 32 cell and has Braille or QWERTY keyboard. All Braille Note models are supported. And this all, and in NVDA, you can select different connection ports, and then you can type computer Braille text.
Braille T.
BRLTTY. This is an external program screen reader that you use to allow NVIDIA to support other displays, such as older Braille Light series.
Freedom Scientific Focus/PacMate series.
This supports the PacMate, the portable PacMate portable, essentially the detachable Braille display module from PacMate series. The 20 or 40 cell, as well as Focus series. These are Focus 40 and 80, and the newer Focus 14, 40, and 80 Blue Braille displays. And you can type text using Focus series. And NVDA supports a wide range of functions when you use extra keys such as rockers and thumb keys on Focus series.
Handy Tech Braille displays.
These are Braille Light, these are Braille Star, Braille Wave, etc. In some cases, you may have to configure some advanced settings for these displays.
Pedo Mobile Line USB. Pedo Profi Line USB.
The Mobile Line, Profi Line, these are Braille displays from Hedo, a German company.
HIMS Braille Sense / Braille Edge series.
HIMS Braille Sense and Braille Edge. These are Braille Sense Plus, Braille Sense Plus QWERTY, Braille Sense U2 and U2 QWERTY, as well as Braille Edge, a 40 cell Braille display from HIMS. At this moment, I believe Braille input is possible on these displays. The last time I heard, there was a test. This feature is being tested as of the time of this recording, although the state might have changed. I'm sure at this point in time, you may see that you can type computer Braille text using Braille Sense.
MDV Lily.
Again, this is from MDV Lily.
No Braille.
No Braille. Again, this is without using without a Braille display.
Papermeyer Braille X older models.
Papermeyer Braille display older models. It may not be listed here. It's not listed here. You may not see Papermeyer newer models. The older models will be tiny 2D screen and tiny, and well, I don't know about compact, but 2D light. These are older serial Braille displays. And it may not be listed here, but Papermeyer newer models are also supported. These are C-series and Braille X Trio and so forth. Especially if you're using Trio, you can type computer Braille text.
Seika Braille displays.
Seika displays. These are from Nippon Telesoft. Nippon Telesoft. And these are a series of Braille displays with at least a Seika 3, 4, 5 are supported, as well as Seika 80.
HIMS Sync Braille.
HIMS Sync Braille. This is a 20 or 32 cell USB portable display from HIMS. This was used a lot in Voice Sense. Among other Braille displays out there, including Papermeyer newer models and so forth. And these are some of the supported Braille displays that NVDA supports. In some displays, you can type text using computer Braille. In some cases, some displays have double rows of cursor writing buttons. In Papermeyer series, the second row is used to find out formatting information. On the Focus and Pac-Mate series, it is used for scrolling text backward and forward. On some models, it has thumb keys such as Braille Note and Focus series. In some cases, displays have extra keys such as Braille Edge and Braille Note and Focus series. And some allow 2D navigation, especially the Braille Papermeyer Braille displays. And some allows you to directly type text without an aid of a screen reader such as Handytech and other displays. So this is a list of supported Braille displays, and if you want further info on list of commands that these displays support, you can take a look at Chapter 11 of the NVDA's User Guide. So let's continue on with examining the next settings. The Keyboard Settings Dialog. In Keyboard Settings Dialog, you can configure how NVDA behaves as you type text, such as whether type characters should be spoken, speech should be interrupted when enter key is pressed, and so forth. To get to Keyboard Settings Dialog, go to NVDA menu, the Preferences, then go to Keyboard Settings. Or you can go there directly by pressing Ctrl NVDA K for keyboard. So I press Ctrl NVDA K to launch Keyboard Settings Dialog. Some of the options may differ because I might have changed some settings.
Keyboard Settings Dialog. Keyboard Layout. Combo Box Desktop Collapsed Alt K.
Now, by default, NVDA provides two keyboard layouts. The default is Desktop, where NVDA uses numpad keys for object navigation and review cursor. And the second layout is
Laptop.
Laptop, which is used on compact keyboard without numpads, mostly uses arrow keys and other surrounding keys for review cursor and option navigation. The laptop label, the laptop layout has been greatly improved, I should say, or changed in 2013.1 and later.
Desktop.
And some of the commands that were used in 2012.3 or earlier may not work on the 2013.1 and later. By default, is sufficient to put desktop. The next one is
use caps lock as an NVDA modifier key checkbox checked.
We may have seen this. By default, it is unchecked. We may have seen this in welcome dialog, where you can actually configure this option from there. As you recall, in the NVDA modifier section, we can use either the numpad insert, the extended or six-pack insert, or caps lock as NVDA key. For people who use compact keyboard layouts or laptop layout, I recommend that you use caps lock key as NVDA key. Next one.
Use numpad insert as an NVDA modifier key checkbox check. Use extended insert as an NVDA modifier key checkbox check.
Same as above, same as caps lock, you can use either the numpad insert or extended or six-pack insert as NVDA key. If you uncheck one of these, it will be beneficial, especially as you use other screen readers alongside NVDA at the same time. Because some other screen readers would assign insert or caps lock as their own modifier key.
Speak type characters checkbox not checked Alt-C.
Now, by default, it will be checked. Now, you can turn this guy on to allow NVDA to speak characters as you type. The shortcut key is NVDA with number row 2. To demonstrate the effects of this, I have Notepad open, and this is with speak type characters turned on. I'll press NVDA with number 2.
Speak type characters on.
Now type in my name.
J-O-E-H space L-E-E N-V-D-A.
Now I type my name and I type NVDA. This is with speak characters on.
Speak type characters off.
This is with speak type characters off. I'll type the same information again. You didn't hear anything. Quite amazing, isn't it? You can toggle this command without ever going to keyboard settings dialog. For those who are getting used to a new keyboard, it's best recommended that you keep this on.
Keyboard settings dialog.
The next item, which is also as interesting as this one, is
speak type words checkbox not checked Alt W.
By default, it will be not checked. In some cases, it will be checked. This means that after you press spacebar or after you press enter, whenever NVDA detects that you type the word, a word being a series of characters separated by spacebar, space keys, or rather space, NVDA will announce the word that you typed. The shortcut is NVDA with number row 3.
Untitled blank.
So let me type in my name and NVDA again.
Speak type words on.
This is with speak type words on.
Joseph Lee. ASDVN. NVDA.
Now this is with speak type type words on. This is with
speak type words off.
Speak type words off. An interesting effect is if you check both boxes. So if I have
speak type characters on
and
speak type words on
this guy on, when I type my name
J-O-S-E-K Joseph L-E-E Lee N-V-D-A.
Now you're typing you're hearing the both type characters as well as typed words.
Speak type words off. Speak type characters off. Blank.
I usually turn the setting off. But for those keyboard who may need to learn some new words or may want to do some proofreading or hear the pronunciation of a word that you just typed, it's recommended to turn this on. The next item, which is only available in 2013.1 and later, well, these essentially the same concept but laid out in two different forms, are first,
speech interrupt for type characters checkbox checked.
And
speech interrupt for enter key checkbox check.
What this means is that if you check this, speech will be interrupted as soon as you type text. To give a demonstration of this, I will
Speech interrupt, not checked. Untitled notepad, edit multi-line,
Now, I will, while I'm typing my name, I will insert T for title.
Untitled notepad.
Now, as you notice, you heard two things. You heard the untitled notepad, and you heard some keyboard sounds. If I do something like
Friday, March 8th, 2.
Now, this is, as soon as I press Enter key, you heard speech being cut off. This is the effect of turning speech interrupt on and off.
Keyboard, speed type characters, speech interrupt for type characters, checkbox not checked.
Now, by default, it is checked.
Speech interrupt for Enter key, checkbox checked.
If I uncheck this particular checkbox.
Untitled note, blank.
But if I do something like
Friday, March 8th.
I doing NVDF top twice to read the date.
Friday, March 8th, 2013.
The first time I typed my name, but then the speech was cut off. Next time, second, I typed Enter key and speech wasn't cut off. This is the effect of turning speech interrupt off on Enter key.
Speech interrupt for type characters, checkbox checked. Speech interrupt for Enter key, checkbox not checked.
Now, if you uncheck both boxes, as you can guess, speech will not be interrupted whenever you type some keys, whenever you type text, or whenever you press Enter key. Other keys, the speech will be cut off, especially when you press NVDA command keys.
Checked.
By default, both boxes are checked. This scenario, this is useful in instant messaging scenarios where you need to listen to incoming messages while you're composing text, or could be useful in command line tools where you need to listen to command line output while you enter other commands. The next item is
speak if typing lowercase letters when caps lock is on, checkbox checked.
If you check this, and if I press caps lock twice,
caps lock off, caps lock on, untitled notepad, blank,
and
J.
So if you press caps lock on, if you put it on, when you just type the characters, it will be in uppercase. However, if I press shift with the letter J, I'm back in notepad by the way, with
keyboard settings dot beep if typing lowercase letters when caps lock is on. Speak beep if typing lowercase letters when caps lock is on, checkbox checked. Untitled.
And if I press shift J, this is the beep you hear when this checkbox is checked.
J. Caps lock off. Speech into beep if typing lowercase letters when caps lock is on, checkbox checked.
Now, that'll be useful if you want to really find out if caps lock is on or off. If caps lock is on, NVD will say caps lock on. If caps lock is off, NVD will say caps lock off.
Speak command keys, checkbox not checked, Alt K.
Now, the next item is speak command keys. Essentially, this is speak hotkeys. If you check this, then NVDA will say the modifier key along with the other keys that you may press.
Untitled notepad.
To give a demonstration of that, and the shortcut would be NVDA with number 4.
Speak command keys on.
Speak command keys on. And if I press NVDA T.
NVDA T. Untitled notepad.
And with speak command keys on, if I press NVDA F12.
NVDA F12. Friday, March 8th, 2013. CTRL up. Numpad delete. Blank.
Now, what it's saying is I select everything and I deleted it. As opposed to that, by default, by using the default setting of this setting off.
NVDA 4. Speak command keys off.
I press NVDA with number row 4. If I press enter with if I press NVDA T,
untitled notepad,
NVDA F top twice,
Friday, March 8th, blank,
Control A and delete, it doesn't say anything. This setting is useful if you want to learn what the keys are or want to practice doing some NVDA, learning NVDA commands.
Keyboard
besides NVDA input help mode.
OK button.
And there's others to it when it comes to controlling keyboard output behavior when using NVDA, configured from NVDA's keyboard settings dialog. So keep experimenting with it to see which keyboard settings are most suitable for you, whether you speak, whether you turn speak type characters off, or you wish to use NVDA in instant message conversations, or if you're learning a new keyboard. There are some settings that you can configure, I'm sure, to your liking. The mouse settings dialog. In mouse settings, you can configure how NVDA behaves as you use a mouse, such as whether to give audio coordinates when mouse moves, or allows you to track even the mouse. Okay, let's start. Resume. Restart. Begin. The mouse settings dialog. In mouse settings, you can configure how NVDA behaves as you use the mouse, such as enabling mouse tracking, that is following the mouse, whether to play audio coordinates as you move the mouse, and so forth. To get to mouse settings dialog, you can go to NVDA menu, preferences, then mouse. Alternatively, you can go to mouse settings by pressing Control NVDA M for mouse. Some of these settings are quite interesting in a way, so I'll give a demonstration of some of them. So I'll press the shortcut to launch mouse settings.
Mouse settings dialog. Report mouse shape changes checkbox not checked all desk.
Now what it means is that whenever the mouse shape changes, it'll report that to you. And depending on context, mouse shapes may change, such as hourglass shape or app start shape and so forth. Even when you move character and when you type text, the mouse shape even changes also. If you don't want to hear the changes, you can turn it off. But if you want to be notified of mouse changes, you can turn this on. Next is
enable mouse tracking checkbox checked alt T.
What it means is NVDA will follow the mouse as it moves. The shortcut key is NVDA M.
Mouse tracking off.
And
mouse tracking on.
If you want NVDA to follow mouse, you can press NVDA with letter M to turn mouse tracking on. And when you use mouse tracking, the default resolution is
text unit resolution, combo box paragraph collapsed alt U.
Which means that whenever you move the mouse, it'll try to read the surrounding paragraph that surrounds the current mouse pointer. The resolutions could be either a paragraph or
character.
Character,
word,
word,
line,
paragraph, or paragraph.
Line, paragraph, line.
I usually set it to line for mostly to help me where the mouse is. The next one is
report role when mouse enters object checkbox checked alt R.
So role would be kind of a role that mouse use such as edit cursor and so forth.
Play audio coordinates when mouse moves checkbox checked.
This is quite an interesting thing. This is unchecked by default usually. So if you check this, whenever you move the mouse, the following beep will be heard. I'm using a laptop, so I don't have a what will be like termed physical mouse, but I have a trackpad. So when I move the mouse pointer upwards, you hear
button open title bar window.
Now that is the mouse is going up.
Split button toolbar dialog edit. Dialog, mouse settings, property page, home, scroll bar, vertical zero used to change the vertical viewing area, edit, window, text, toolbar, running applications, button, speakers, 100%.
I don't know if you can hear, desktop. I don't know if you can hear the difference between the left and right speaker. So when I move the mouse left and right, if you have a stereo speakers, you hear the mouse position from either the left or the right speaker. So this is quite a handy setting if you want to know where exactly your mouse is. The next one is just as interesting as this one.
Brightness controls audio coordinates volume checkbox check.
Essentially, it's giving you the sort of, I would say, pseudo three-dimensional. That is to say, if the object is bright, the window is bright, the volume will be louder. If it is not, if it is dimmed, the volume will be, it will give a soft beep. Mostly useful if you're moving the mouse through overlapping windows or if you're going through bright and dim objects and so forth.
Okay button.
And there is all when it comes to controlling the behavior of mouse. And for many people who need to know where mouse is, turning audio coordinates setting would be helpful, especially as you use mouse extensively. Saving and reverting to saved configuration. I'm sure by now, as we toured various settings dialogs, you might be wondering, how do I save these configurations so that I can use it later? Well, after you change a setting, you can indeed save configuration manually, unless if you turn automatically save configurations checkbox checked. If you check that box, as you recall, when NVDA exits, it automatically saves the current configuration for you. If you haven't checked this, or if you want to manually save this current configuration, you can do one of the two things. You can go to NVDA menu, and then go to
NVDA menu, save configuration as.
You go to save configuration.
Untitled note.
Or you can press Control NVDA C from anywhere. C will be configure. So if I press Control NVDA C.
Configuration saved.
But then let's say if I change my keyboard layout to laptop.
Keyboard, laptop, untitled notepad. Edit mode.
Note that I'm using 2013.1, or at least development version now. So
input NVDA plus reads from the system caret up to the end of the text. NVDA plus one. Input health off.
Now NVDA A is reads all. Or read all, because NVDA down arrow has been changed to read line and to read next line in review. So suppose I saved it to laptop mode, and if I want to save the configuration so I can use it later.
Configuration saved.
So I press Control NVDA C to save the configuration. Note that the save configuration, the directory for save configuration differs whether you have a portable version or install copy. If you have an install copy, mostly your settings will be saved in your user settings folder. Unless if you copy your settings to system configuration directory by using the general settings dialog. In portable version, it will be saved in user config settings in the NVDA installation, NVDA extracted directory. If you're using temporary version, most likely it could be saved in temporary version, and then you cannot save your current configuration on read-only media such as CDs. Now, suppose you made an error perhaps, or you want to revert to saved configuration. To revert to the saved configuration, you can do Control NVDA R or from NVDA menu.
NVDA menu, revert to saved configuration R. Untitled notepad, edit multi-line, keyboards, top, keyboard layout, laptop.
Keyboard layout is laptop still, but because I have saved it already.
Desktop, untitled notepad, edit
now
multi-line.
Now I save the desktop.
Input help, NVDA plus A.
Now if I press NVDA A, it doesn't say anything. But if I press Control NVDA R.
Configuration applied.
It says configuration applied.
Input help, NVDA plus A. Reads from the system caret up to the end of the text.
Now, it only allows you to revert to one such saved configuration. You cannot revert to history of them and try out different settings and so forth. And then you might want to save the configuration manually in case your system might run out of battery power and so forth, in case you may have to restart NVDA and so on. There is a command to restore everything to factory defaults, but we won't meet this friend until Chapter 7. So this ends Chapter 6, Part 6, the first part in configuring NVDA to your liking. So in summary, we went over various NVDA options. And then in Chapter 7, we'll continue on with the next options, including input composition and other settings, as well as speech dictionaries, and as well as how to restore to factory defaults. See you next time.